Hi there. The word for you today is on your blind spot. In Psalm 19, verse 12, the psalmist asks, "Who can discern his errors?" Sometimes trying to see the truth about yourself is like trying to see inside your own eyeballs. Who can discern his errors? Is the question the psalmist asks. Fortunately, we're not left on our own. The Spirit is already at work within us. So your job is simply to listen and respond to the Spirit. Guilt isn't your enemy, sin is. God's Spirit will often bring a sense of conviction, and when it does, the proper response isn't trying to suppress the guilt, but to deal with the issue. When you don't, those issues can build up like cholesterol in your arteries. At a moment of great crisis, Samson arose to exert his strength, but the Bible says in Judges 16, verse 20, he did not know that the Lord had left him. What happened? He'd become callous and lost his sensitivity to God. The body has an amazing capacity to warn us about what ails us, if we're willing to learn and read the signs. For example, chest pains may indicate heart trouble, but there are other more subtle clues as well. For example, yellow bumps in your eyelids can mean high cholesterol. A diagonal crease in your earlobe is actually linked to the risk of heart attack. In the same way, God will enable you to find the truth about your soul if you're open and willing. Left to your own thinking, you'll usually rationalize and defend yourself. Isaiah 5 verse 20 we read, "You call evil good and good evil." On the other extreme, you need to be careful not to become a neurotic overanalyzer. Madame Guyon warned against, quote, "depending on the diligence of her own scrutiny rather than on God for the knowledge and discovery of sin." So what's the answer? It's this: allow your thoughts and responses to be guided by the Holy Spirit.